Reconstructed. I read the word reconstructed today, and the moment I did, it attached itself to me. I could feel its lingering presence. So I carried it prayerfully with me. It spoke to me in a gentle whisper, telling me, "You know you need me." Indeed, it is true. I am in a season of rebuilding, and I have learned that the more I try to put back the pieces of myself in an effort to reconstruct myself, the more frustrated I become. And I end up looking more like a 2024 Picasso piece. It's me, but not quite in the right order or in the right place. Distorted. Discombobulated. Oh Lord, I want to be reconstructed. Oh Lord, I need to be reconstructed. Because the pain of the last months has been putting concrete building blocks in me. That surely must lead to some divine maintenance. The relentless smear campaign has caused these blocks to multiply too, with frequent unordered deliveries coming too quickly for me to sort. So, I have been quietly collecting these resources, these materials, these blocks of pain, each one weighing differently. And I place them in a room in my soul. Sometimes I hold them tenderly. And other times I just throw them with little thought, and if I'm honest, maybe with a little force. But always whispering to each one, "I forgive you. I forgive you. I am choosing to forgive you." And it's so hard sometimes. It's so hard to be quiet. To be obedient to the divine architect who holds a blueprint to all of me. You see, I could take these blocks and I could build a fortress around my heart, and it would be a strong defense for sure. But then, how would others gain access to my heart? So I could build many more walls, and I could compartmentalize myself, and I could build the walls high to block out the light. But then, I would be in darkness too. So I could build more rooms to accommodate the rapid insults and accusations and lies and try to stop them from contaminating the goodness in me. Or I could build another house inside me just for the anger and the hurt that still simmers from time to time and that I have to pray through. Or I could build a quiet room that I could visit as often as I wanted, and scream it all out. But no, these thoughts only lead me back to my Picasso reflection, which is a distorted reality of who I was created to be. So instead, I will take all those blocks and accept them with gratitude. And I know that it will be hard. It is hard. And as I hold them, I will watch each one turn from concrete to glass, and I will lay them gently on the foundation that is well within me, made of solid rock. And in time, I will construct a greenhouse for this new season, with seeds just planted, nurtured by His grace, watered by tears of joy and pain, and it will be flooded with light. It will be filled with life. It will just take time.